entertainment, insights. Don't take life too seriously. Welcome to Brainsky Unleashed.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are probably splicing a show together here as we tried one platform and now another. I have two amazing gentlemen here. In case I need to reintroduce, we're going to go ahead and do that. So on the show today, we have Jason Stewart. We've got Mitch Herr. They are from the show Smothered. They are fantastic. The show is incredible. Wildly brilliant writing. Intelligent, smart, funny, grotesque, flamboyant. Everything ever asked for in a show. The basic premise of the show is you have two guys that have come together as a married gay couple and cannot afford to get divorced and don't agree on a damn thing. And they just bring that humor and that wild character to the show in a way that every single one of us married, you know, heterosexual people has suffered through for centuries. And they have brought it to the screen. They could be found on their own website, Smothered TV, right? Is that, am I getting that one?
MotherTV.com.
MotherTV.com.
That's
Amazon,
the best way.
YouTube, anywhere else you could find it. Smothered TV, you could find all the platforms that they are at. So, Jason, you finally have your shot. You are one of the writers and actors on the program. And let's just go over real quick so that way we have the audio, the visual. You are clean. You are clear. How in the world can you get from Jews and Mexicans being the same because we are hard workers? Go ahead.
Well, that joke came from my mom because my mom has always been very close to her housekeepers. I thought it always seemed so ridiculous, some of her things that she would say, something would match up. I'd say, Mom, that's crazy. It's just because you like that person. So I thought I took a lot of that elements of my mom's ditziness and I put it into Ralph. And then we were talking before about how Mitch and I wrote together. What we would do is we would start improvising and talking on the phone and you know, talking about experiences we have. And Mitch would write it up and then he'd send it to me and then I'd rewrite it. And then we'd get together and we'd do it. And we did it on Zoom. The first season, we did it together at in person. It was just however we could get together in terms of our time and our schedules. And we just tried really hard to keep making it better.
I mean, it's hysterical because Jason and I just argue about everything, and that's what, you know, that's our chemistry, and that feeds into the characters, because we fundamentally just disagree about most everything, which is great, because that's how you have conflict, and that's how you have characters.
And so what we're seeing actually on the show is the two of you just being yourselves, but with written lines, basically.
Not really.
Well, they're heightened.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I could get that, yes.
I think that
our relationship gets put on because we are just very strong characters and we have strong opinions about everything and we both believe we're right.
Jason, is he right or is he wrong?
Harder and he'll give up. And it's like those are kernels of he created Ralph in, you know, contrast to Randy.
Right.
So it's an Abbott and Costello, Lucy and Ricky, you know, so you have, you know, yin and yang.
I'm going to give Jason the floor here to ask him, is he right? Is it true?
Well, I think that Mitch has a very strong persona that he's used as a sort of a mouthpiece for him in terms of his artistic writings and his one-man shows, his plays, his movies, and he has this character that he's procured. And it's like he says, a heightened version of himself. So when he asked me to do this and we started talking about it, I thought, oh, I've got to find something that is the opposite of what he did. So as we did it, the character became sort of almost like Archie Bunker and Edith, you know, or that idea that one guy's always trying to get in and one guy is already in and one's a follower and one's the leader. And then the follower gets upset that the leader is taking control all the time, because in comedy, there has to be that yin and yang. And so I tried to find a character that was very put upon and that felt like he wasn't heard, but yet at the same time was deeply in love with this man. And that was the real thing, that the character had to be deeply in love. And the thing about Mitch is he'll push you to really, writing-wise, he really pushed me to the next level in terms of really making it great. Because we had these ideas that we wanted to do in terms of how we did it, because we'd seen so many self-made television series that people had made. Everybody was making a series. And we wanted the idea that our series quality and that that it looked good, that it, that we had a good experience doing it, and that we both were able to push ourselves to the next level as writers and as actors.
And so, I mean, with your backgrounds, you guys have had what most would consider some tough backgrounds. And really, you take that and you're adding it into those characters and really kind of driving it. And some of the humor is just so off the wall, but yet so well thought out. It's smart humor. It's smart jokes. It's not just simple, basic dick jokes, which, I mean, anyone can get away with a laugh on a basic dick joke. But you guys, you know, you have a way of just taking it up a notch and making it a smart dick joke or a smart, offensive, you know, Jewish joke or whatever, you know, taking mashpucha to another level. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it has to be elevated or why do it? Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Because everybody's got to go. I mean, what I was saying before is that Jason and I come from, you know, a lot of abuse. So, you know, our weapon has been humor. So, you know, because that makes it hurt less and that makes you in control and that makes you, you know, in power. You take back your power by using. So, I mean, and for me and for Jason, there's nothing sacred. I mean, my one man show is so fucking rubbish. I mean, it's like my brother was there and he was like, I wouldn't do that. I was like, no, and you don't have to. I mean, Jason and I will use anything. Nothing's off the table. Probably even more for me.
It's definitely more for you.
And I mean, if there is anything that you're holding back, I'd be shocked as to what the hell it could be.
Started using my father's a hitman situation. I mean, that's like a little shocking, but I'm using it in one
remember when
in
Mitch,
Scotland.
Mitch, remember when we talked about this? You really didn't want to do that first.
They were still alive.
Yeah. Well, no. Even at the beginning of the thing, when we were writing second season. When we were pitching it to different networks, we talked about this, and he said, "God, I'm not." And so he's not as he is a little more thoughtful than people think he is. He really, really, really thought about it, and then when he made his decision, he just jumped in full force.
When you're pitching this, though, like, you know, I mean, you guys obviously you had to pitch this, you had to get people behind it. Did people jump at this right off the bat? Where, you know, studios going, "I'm clamoring for this," or I mean, was this a bit of a hard?
They loved us.
Right.
They loved our chemistry.
What's not to love?
100%.
I mean, you know.
But they loved our...
Remember what happened? We were at Sony, and Mitch knew Adam Sandler, production
company. Right.
It was next to where he was working.
And he shot in his bungalow for a season.
Yeah, he had a bungalow on the Sony lot.
And they edited for us our first season.
They started the editing.
And then we took it away. But
yeah, it didn't work out. Time-wise and everything, but they were really kind to do that for us. And I had known Adam from the comedy world for years. So we went in and we pitched it to his company and with our director at the time. And what was really interesting is that, to me, that was our best pitch. And we did it in person and it was sort of off the fly.
It was improv.
It was very
improv. We decided 5 minutes before we went in the room what we were going to do, what I was going to say, what you were going to say, what Terry was going to say, blah, 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 blah.
Exactly. And to me, it was the most exciting. And we could see that the energy in the room of people wanting to be a part of that really was sort of, I don't know, magnetic. And then we built on that and we kept building and we met with a lot of people. And when it didn't sell for the first season, we decided, you know, to a bigger platform, we decided to create the second season, which became much more episodic in nature. We added 25 guest stars. We were, it wasn't just in the psychiatrist's office and it became bigger and bigger and bigger and people really, really loved it. And there was also, it wasn't just funny. There was a lot of pathos and there was a lot of sadness. And if I don't know if you watched the last episode.
I laughed my ass off.
We've actually had some people go, haven't watched it, but let's talk about it. And I was like, you're an idiot.
Love the trailer.
Yeah.
You know, for me, I've gone through, you know, season one. I've got through most of season two. And, you know, as I go through your episodes, I just kind of sit there and I'm like, holy crap. Like I said to you guys, I just love the brilliance of it. I'm like, for me, I'm a big Office fan. One of my favorite shows on Earth is The Office.
I love that.
Because the writing is so damn smart. You have to have a brain to really get it. And that's what you guys have.
Well, we agreed on the reality of it. But thank you. That's amazing. And we agree with you. But it's like, you know, we're actors first, you know, and we're comics. But we like, you know, it's got to be real. We agreed that it had to be.
Had to be real.
Real. It had to be expensively emotionally. Yeah. And we didn't want a little vanity project where Jason and Mitch are making their little things, you know, and like, oh, watch us. We wanted reality and we wanted a real story.
I'm going to kind of go there for a second because that is what you normally get. You typically would get on some LGBT based comedies where look at me and they kind of laugh.
No, wait, I'm going to interrupt. Everybody, straight people are doing it too.
Well, people are obnoxious about it,
they're
right?
They're demonizing the
straight come people on. Let, and you get it. It's like, you know, and you're right. You know what, Jason?
Everybody,
right.
Everybody
it's overacting. It's overacting. It doesn't matter who it is. It's overacting.
Oh, yeah. It was against that.
And everybody thinks you know, a series, and everybody doesn't like to rehearse, and we rehearse religiously. And
I would make him cry. We'd rehearse so much.
Oh, yeah.
Aww.
And then in the
because I it's like with me, it's like I could do it one more time. Like before we shot, I would like run it again. Crying
to be a fly on the wall.
I do not remember this.
I have a photographic memory. Remember,
you keep saying that, but it's not true.
Oh, it's 100% true.
Not true.
100. No. 100.
And you wonder how you guys get episodes. You could literally take this and turn it into a fucking episode. I guarantee it.
Everything we do does.
Well, good. I look forward to seeing that episode about the time that you were with that asshole podcaster.
100%. Yes. The straight Jew.
And that's it. The straight Jew. Absolutely.
With twins.
That's the thing that Mitch and I did is that's the reason you like our show is because we did our homework, whether it was uncomfortable, whether we were tired, whether we, you know, we were just going, God, and Mitch would go, this doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel right. And he'd ponder it for a day. And then I'd go, I don't want that thing in. And then he'd ponder. And then, you know, we'd change something. And we'd even be on the set before each scene. At the end of each scene, we tell them, please don't cut. Please don't talk. Because we'd have these wonderful improvisational moments at the beginning and the end of each scene, you know, that happened.
And we're very involved in the editing.
We had a brilliant editor named Rob Padgett. And a wonderful director.
Carlisle King,
who helped us with our second season, and Rob edited both seasons. He picked up where the other editor was not able to help us. He had a time.
He knows comedy. He knows drama. It's like he knows moments. He would send us. We'd look at all the footage over and over and over again, and we'd say, "Use this one. Use that one. Use this one." And what he would come up with was even better.
Yeah, we would just think this whole scene is not working. It's just not working, and we'd give it to him, and we'd have to just remove ourselves from it for a moment. And his third eye would really, really help us.
How much runway do you guys feel like you have left as far as continuing with the project?
Well, there's a whole nother, because the last episode is very dramatic. Okay. It's very dramatic. It's like, we'll see if millennials get the, it's very George and Martha from Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. And it's very dramatic and they split up.
They split up constantly.
But this one is like, it's the final episode of the second season.
What we would absolutely love is for somebody to say, hey, we want to take this show to the next level, take it to, you know, Netflix, HBO, Hulu, any of the other platforms, not as a piece what would you call it? We're on the third tier now of how they do things. People either make things or buy things. And now we're on as a project that people, depending on how popular we become, we'll see if somebody will want to buy it and bring it to the next place. And we're on Apple TV. We're on Reverie. We're on literally, I think there's 28 or
29 platforms.
29.
Which is, I mean, that's, you know, that's pretty good distribution.
That's people coming to us. It was crazy.
Yeah. Like, I mean,
we still do. I mean, I still have people want us to be on their platform, but some of these platforms are just nobody's, you know, watching them as of yet. They're brand new.
One of the thoughts I had, believe it or not, and I mean, I travel a shit ton, is like I'm sitting there and I'm going through like some of your episodes, and I'm like, man, you know what this would grate on would be like sitting there on United Airlines, you know, 100%. Being able to watch this show crossing the country, because there were times where you know, a lot of things don't make me laugh or giggle out loud. They're entertaining. They're fun, right? They're, but you guys, there was something that I'm like, you know, like you get the physical movement of the laughter, the sound to come out, you know, and you don't generally get that because your writing is so damn smart. And I think that would be like a really great fit on, you know, on American or United.
You know, the airlines, they work with the networks and they right. buy
and
from
so,
them. It would have to be one of their network shows in their lineup.
And, but I know, like, for instance, I invested in a movie. So I don't know, like 1% share of a movie. It was Burt Reynolds, The Last Interview. All right. So it's a documentary.
Oh, The Last Movie Star.
No, this is Burt Reynolds, The Last Interview. All right.
Oh, was it about The Last Movie Star?
No. It was produced by a guy named, Rick Pamplin. And I mean, I interviewed Rick, and he was on my previous version of my podcast, which was Brain Droppings of Brainski. And Rick was one of my earlier guests, and I ended up investing in a movie, and that movie is now on Emirates. So, you know, if you're on Emirates, you could kind of watch the documentary there. And, you know, I thought you guys would be a great fit for that. Just the way in which you guys produce your program, it's sort of ideal for that kind of environment, you know?
So, well, tell them to call us.
I will tell.
If they want to produce our show, we'll write one.
So I want to give you both an opportunity to say how to find you guys, whether it's, I mean, you know, obviously we know how to find you guys for the show, but I know you guys both do stand up. And so I want to make sure my audience can dial into you guys, find you guys and be able to connect with you guys. So Mitch, go ahead. Let's get you going. Where can we find you?
You can on the corner of Santa Monica and Selma,
baby,
for $5 a blowjob. No, it's
is that all it is? Because that's a bargain these days, I think. With a sushi special. You
know, the older I get, the prices are just going down.
It's inflation. If you don't raise your prices every year for inflation at least 3%,
you really price yourself out of the market.
I need a PIM.
I'm a businessman.
Okay, thank you. It's Mitch Hara. It's on the screen, Mitch Hara. It's on all platforms, MitchHara.com. MitchHara.com is my website, but on Instagram, it's Mitch Hara, Mitch.Hara. On Twitter, it's The Mitch Hara. On TikTok, it's Mitch Hara, Mad Mitch Hara. I'm everywhere. In August, anybody who's in Edinburgh, I'm taking my one-man show.
Okay.
I'll be there for a month in August. I have producers that are producing me in the Edinburgh Fringe, which is like the largest fringe festival in the world. And what's most important is to watch our show, go to smotheredtv.com, and it'll give you options because right now YouTube is free. It'll just take you to a list and you can watch it because we want everybody to keep watching it. I mean, you know, bones.
Smotheredtv.com, smotheredtv.com. SmotheredTV.com. As a matter of fact, that's how I was able to get to all my episodes in. All right, Jason, go ahead. How do we find you?
You can find me at jasonstewart.com. Like it says here, S-T-U-A-R-T. All my social media is on there when I click onto it. And if you forget what Smothered is, you go right there and it says Smothered and you can do that. You can catch that. And I have a comedy special coming out in the spring called Laugh Proud. And then I have a film coming out in the spring also called Garlic Parmesan, a straightforward comedy. And I've got some comedy dates coming up, and that's all on my website, all over the country. And what else? And hopefully I will get this TV show I'm up for now.
Yes, and by all means, everyone who's been listening to this program, watching this program, 5 stars, that is the only thing that you are allowed to put. 5 stars, lots of reviews, like, subscribe, the whole thing. Thank you guys so much for joining the show.